Hello and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. In this episode, we're going to talk to you guys about how gratitude is a choice and how you can make the choice to be grateful. And you know this show, right? If you've listened to some of the back episodes, it's simply about looking at the world you live in and trying to find the angles where you can identify and describe some part, something that you're grateful for. So I was recently, well, a few months ago, I was listening to Scott Adams' latest book called Loser Think. Excellent book, by the way, and I'll link to it in the show notes below. But in that book, he talks about something that plagues Americans who, or is known to plague Americans, who end up using recreational marijuana. And it's called couch lock, right? So the idea here is that you end up sucked into your couch and you can't get up, right? You just don't have any motivation or will to get up. Now, I haven't felt that from any recreational substance use, but I have had those moments in my life where it's like, oh, the remote control is just too far away. You know, I can't do anything about it. And in there, he recalls or he relates the technique that he uses and others to be able to overcome couch lock. And it says that if you want to do something, pick the smallest thing that you can do, right? So I have to get up to go do something. Well, the smallest thing I can possibly do is to move the smallest part of my body that's readily accessible. And he said, wiggle your pinky, right? Just wiggle your pinky. If you can tell yourself that you can wiggle your pinky, then you can build from that to do more things to move you forward to where you want to go in life. And wow, that totally makes sense, right? Like you just pick the smallest thing you can do and then use that and leverage that and go forward. Gratitude is a choice. But in order to start expressing it, you need to pick the smallest thing that you can do or the smallest thing that you can find to be grateful for, and it will start to build, right? We've got these big, oh, I'm happy all the time and blah, blah, blah. I'm not that person. I'm just not. But I can be grateful more often if I practice looking for opportunities to be grateful. So for example, I'll just tell you a challenge I'm dealing with right now. My daughter has started working. Our 18-year-old who's graduating high school has started working, and she's working a graveyard shift. So she's working from like 3-something till close to midnight. I think she's coming home this week at 1:30. And last night I had trouble sleeping. Had one of those nightmares that kind of plagued me because of events in my past, and you know, didn't sleep well at all. And so I'm up and I'm realizing, oh my goodness, she's been back since like 2 a.m. and it's 4 or close to 4 o'clock and she's upstairs with her music playing loud dancing. Now, at some point she's gonna leave home and she'll have roommates, right, that'll help her understand that, you know, maybe you ought to be respectful of other people's, you know, sleep patterns and schedule. But that'll happen. We're gonna try to teach a little bit of that. But I could have had the attitude waking up that early of being really grouchy at her. I walked upstairs and I thought of what I could say, and because it was disruptive. I mean, it's disruptive to have somebody, you know, at 4 a.m. playing their music and dancing with their stompy feet in the upstairs room. And instead, I didn't say any of those things. I just went up and I gave her a hug. I think she's lonely, and I think she's using that dancing opportunity as a way to express herself and kind of still be expressive. And even though it may be disruptive, I still love her. And I need to do better at showing that. Gratitude is a form of love. And you know, when we are expressing love in some form of that, we are also expressing our gratitude. So start with the smallest thing. Gratitude is a choice. Start with the smallest thing that you feel comfortable doing. Remember, if it's couch lock, you're gonna wiggle your pinky. What's the wiggle the pinky equivalent in your life that you can make as part of your recipe for gratitude? All right, so whatever your recipe for gratitude is, I'd love to hear about it. Feel free to leave a comment below. Those of you guys listening on the podcast, you can leave a comment over at parkingthought.com. Or head over to YouTube, you'll find us there. If you want to find the subscribe links for all of the different ways to consume this program, go over to parkingthought.com. We've got those listed out for you. And then finally, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?